Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here. Catch up right
here. Claire and Dane's podcast.
And our man on the ground.
Our favourite man on the ground.
Yes, is Dean McCarthy. He's in Los Angeles at the moment. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, guys. You're also my favourite.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, you have an update on what Ariana Grande did after Manchester or the events in Manchester overnight.
Yes, I do. So here's the update. Obviously, she flew straight back to America. She didn't stay in the country for, I think it was within 6 hours, she was on a private jet back to America. She's just, in the last couple of hours, landed in Florida, Miami, which is down the bottom of America. That's where her family are. That's where her boyfriend is. Here's the update. So all we've heard from Ariana is that she tweeted. She said, I'm broken. I'm so, so sorry. I have no words. Her manager, Scooter Braun, who also manages Justin Bieber, released a statement as well. But other than that, that's all we've heard from Ariana. Here's the thing. So this is a huge topic, obviously, in Hollywood right now. And the big thing is, what does this mean for concerts and meet and greets and things like that moving forward? A lot of the stars are really anxious now, of course, and obviously dealing with the grief. So it's a, you know, I mean, it's a tragic story, and it's interesting to see how this will change Hollywood and what they'll do in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dean, is there any word on more of her concerts?
Yeah,
does
she have
cancelled
more
any yet, or what? Have you heard?
Yeah. Yeah, here's the update on that. So she did. She has indefinitely postponed her world tour.
Wow.
So I think that, I mean, I don't know how she will get back on stage. Like, I can't imagine what that would be like for her. The only comparison I can kind of make is, you may recall, do you remember Amy Schumer, her movie Trainwreck, when there was a shooting in the cinema during her movie? Amy, I remember coming out saying she couldn't sleep for days, I mean for weeks, because it was so affecting of her. When you think about all these people had come out to see her, they were there because of her. That is the guilt, even though it's, of course, unnecessary, but that is the guilt that she'd be dealing with. So I don't know when her next concerts will be, but for now, they're indefinitely postponed.
Well, hopefully she's okay as well, because I can only imagine the mental impact that would have on her.
Oh, huge.
I know. Absolutely. So, you know, sending all our love and prayers to Manchester, that's for sure.
Yes, exactly right. Dean McCarthy, thank you so much for that update on Ariana Grande, and we will chat with you again on Funday Friday.
I look forward to it. Bye, guys.
That's Dean McCarthy there. And I think what Ariana needs to realise, is it personal? You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I don't think
it
was
personal. Is it not personal?
I don't think it was a personal attack on her in any sense, but I can only imagine, like, you've made sure that you've given these people all you can of yourself. Mm. And for this to happen, you'd have to feel some sort of guilt.
Yeah.
It's horrible, though. I hope she's okay.
The support she needs. She's
at least
home.
Home with her family, home with a boyfriend. That's the main thing.
Claire.
Yes.
You know, I don't hold grudges, but I'm not one to stand back from a fight or to stand up for the Riverina and what I believe in.
Okay.
And I need your help for this. I need your unwavering support 100%.
Look, I will say yes for now. I don't know what you want exactly, so I can't.
What I want is for Griffith, the area that we live in, the city that we work in.
Yeah.
I want us to be included on Channel 10's weather map. Now,
I think that's fair.
On Wynn from 5 o'clock, the Sal, Sandra Sully, she does an amazing job. Queenslander, great Queenslander. Her and I are kindred spirits.
Are you?
Yes. Hugh Remington, love his stuff, love his puns, and I love how he takes all the news so seriously when he's discussing the Kardashians. That's what I love about Huge. And, of course, Daily Bailey and the Weather Wall. Can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of his enthusiasm. Drips and drops across rooftops and crops. It's one of my favourite sayings of all time. But there is something missing from all of that, Claire, and that's Griffith on the weather map.
Well, yes. No, Griffith isn't on the weather map.
Dubbo, tick. Orange, tick. Wagga Wagga, tick. Where's Griffith? It's not there.
No, I guess they think...
What do they think?
Riverina, like, as a whole, Wagga Wagga.
No, that's not the case.
No.
Because it's not.
No, it's not. No, you are right.
Now, with your support, which I know you're going to give me 100%, you and I are going to rally and get behind a cause to get Griffith on Channel 10's weather map.
Okay, now, so how are we going to do this?
Well, the only way I know how, and that's creating social media noise.
Twitter.
Okay. So if anyone has Twitter, I'm about to tweet right now from our Twitter handle, at HitRiverinaMIA. Get following it if you don't follow it already.
Mm-hmm.
This is the tweet I've constructed.
Okay.
It's just a plea. Please, at DailyBailey10 and at 10 News Sydney, add Griffith, New South Wales to your weather map. Hashtag Griffith on 10 weather wall. That's the hashtag. Okay. And hashtag Clarendine.
Okay. Do you want me to share it?
Yes, you'll retweet it. I'm going to retweet it from my personal account. Do you know what else we need? We need Griffith Tourism behind this.
Yep.
We need council behind this.
Mm-hmm.
We need all of Griffith behind this.
Okay, we'll put the tweet out now.
Yes, we'll tweet right now. Griffith, hashtag Griffith on 10 weather wall. Let's get sharing, let's get noticed, and let's get put on the bloody map. Channel 9 do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Why can't Channel 10? Everyone's favourite Daily Bailey. He's too bloody busy talking about the Cook Islands than putting Griffith on the weather map.
Hey, haven't they come here as well?
I'm sure they have. And I'm sure Sulz is a big fan of our region. Hugh Remington has liked a couple of my tweets in the past, so we've got a personal connection there. Social media noise, people. Let's get this done. Are you ready?
Rant over?
Yep. Let's do this.
Yeah. We'll
let's
talk about
it
tomorrow and see how we're going.
7:28. Get retweeting, friends, at HitRiverinaMIA. Let's get Griffith on the weather map. I'm sick of being stood up on by Daily Bailey. It is happening this Friday at Collier & Miller. It is their huge sale expo. And for Castrol, they've got two very special guests coming out. We did speak to Cam Waters last week, but joining us right now is the man they call Frosty, Mark Winterbottom. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, crew. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Doing very well,
good.
Thank you.
Now, how are you doing, though, after last weekend in Winton?
I'm okay. It's wasn't the best results, but no, we're going okay, and we're looking forward to coming up and seeing everyone up there and just chilling out for a bit. It's been a hectic start to the season. We've had a race every second week, and
Jeez.
Now we get 4 weeks off from racing, so we're doing the road trip and coming up and eating some good country food and having a good time, so we're pretty good.
Do you know much about Griffith, Mark?
You've
have you been
before?
Well, my old boss is from there in Mark Larkham, so he's actually from up that way. And then my number one mechanic is from Griffith as well. So I know a lot about the area. I've never been there. I've been to Wagga, but never to Griffith. So I know a lot about it through different people. But, this will be my first taste of it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, speaking of taste of it, have they ever mentioned to you something called a topper?
Mm.
No.
So a topper is, you can only find it here in Griffith. Now, I'm from Brisbane originally, Claire's from Sydney, and we were amazed that when you come here, it's a pizza, so it's just a pizza base, tomato sauce, and then rocket.
Oh, so it's like a margarita, but a bit fancy.
Almost,
well,
but it's totally different. Honestly, when you come up here, you need to try it, Mark, because you don't find it anything like it anywhere else.
Okay, I'm in. So, yeah, sounds pretty similar to a margarita, but...
I promise you it's different,
no
Mark,
cheese.
Promise.
No, that sounds good. I'm in.
And what can we look forward to, Matt? You're, of course, coming up for Collier & Miller. You're here for Castrol. What can we look forward to if we get to come down and meet you on Friday at the Sale Expo?
It's just going to be pretty relaxed. So, Cam Waters and myself will be there. And we're obviously there with Castrol, and we're there sign posters and take photos and have a chat. And it's pretty cool because it's a place we go to that we don't get to go to normally. A lot of people from there come to our sport, so it's nice to actually return the favour and come there and say hello. So, relax, chat, come and tell us what we do right and wrong. I haven't said about the sport, and we'll talk about the topper and all that sort of stuff. So, pretty laid back.
Sounds pretty good. Well, we cannot wait to see you down at Collier & Miller this Friday.
Yeah, the Sale Expo. Both Mark Winterbottom and Cam Waters here for Castrol, the Collier & Miller Sales Expo. Mark, Frosty, we'll see you on Friday.
You guys made me really hungry now. I've got food empty. I'm really hungry.
Well, you know what? Well, we're both going to see you Friday morning. We'll bring a topper down with us for you, okay?
All right. Don't bring a lot because I eat a lot.
So, okay.
I'm ready.
No worries. We'll do. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Now, Dane, as you know, there are always weird fads on Instagram.
Yes.
There's always something like, what was the leg thing that we spoke about a few months ago? Remember they put their legs behind them and like sit in a saucy pose or something?
Oh, the,
like the W legs or whatever?
Yes, the Bambi pose.
Bambi pose, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, this is a new yoga pose.
Okay, what's it called?
It's actually really, really creepy.
Yes.
Do not look this up if you are of the lighthearted.
Okay.
It's called alien yoga.
Alien yoga, right.
Yeah, so it's a weird fitness trend that's taking over Instagram at the moment. So unicorn lattes, they're gone.
Gone.
Glitter booty.
Gone.
That's gone.
Avo lattes.
Avo lattes. Look, they're still around a bit. But this alien yoga is really the new thing.
So what is it exactly?
So
you just put a mask on and go to yoga?
No, oh. And I don't even know how people do this. This is like, it's seriously creepy. Basically, you contort your muscles and your torso.
Yes.
In a way that it almost looks like you're hollow, but you have muscle that's all like bound in the middle.
Oh, I've got you. So it's what, you know what? I used to do this as a kid, not that one where you can suck your tummy in, right?
Yeah.
And it's just to make yourself super, super skinny.
Yeah.
But somehow they form their middle section into like almost like a T leading up to your rib cage.
Exactly. But it's so super creepy.
And it's a fad.
It is a fad.
And what's it supposed to show?
It's supposed to be about core strength and that kind of thing. Alien yoga. It's nothing new apparently as a yoga type.
Right.
But it's just gone massive on Instagram. Now, apparently there's a name for it, Nullis. I don't know. But look, it says it cleanses the internal organs and tones the abdominal region via a side-to-side rolling motion of the abdominal muscles.
Wow. I remember used to doing this as a kid. I couldn't even make that tea, but I used to suck my gut in all the time, stick my ribs out.
Look, Dane, I would love to get on this trend. I don't think my muscles even know they are there, though, anymore. So,
hello, ab muscles, are you there?
I don't know if I could do a roll of any type other than to roll into bed.